When you talk with new friends, usually there are three parts in the conversation. The first part is greeting. In this part, you and your new friend will greet each other and tell each other your names or exchange name cards. The second part is the conversation itself. Sometimes the conversation is just a small talk. That is, you talk about unimportant matters, such as the weather, sports, entertainments, and other interesting things. But it's not the time for you to ask about private or unpleasant things. Sometimes the conversation is about important matters like business affairs. The third part of the conversation is the leave-taking part. In this part, you tell your new friend that you're happy to have met him or her, and then the conversation comes to the end. Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard.
11. How many parts does a conversation with a new friend usually consist of?
12. What do you do in the first part of the conversation?
13. What is mentioned as an example of important matters?
14. What is usually avoided in the conversation?
15. What do you usually say to your new friend at the end of the conversation?
When you talk with new friends, usually there are three parts in the conversation. The first part is greeting. In this part, you and your new friend will greet each other and tell each other your names or exchange name cards. The second part is the conversation itself. Sometimes the conversation is just a small talk. That is, you talk about unimportant matters, such as the weather, sports, entertainments, and other interesting things. But it's not the time for you to ask about private or unpleasant things. Sometimes the conversation is about important matters like business affairs. The third part of the conversation is the leave-taking part. In this part, you tell your new friend that you're happy to have met him or her, and then the conversation comes to the end. Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard.
11. How many parts does a conversation with a new friend usually consist of?
12. What do you do in the first part of the conversation?
13. What is mentioned as an example of important matters?
14. What is usually avoided in the conversation?
15. What do you usually say to your new friend at the end of the conversation?